Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And as you well know, the show is geared to help take your Avon business to the next level. So speaking of which, we have a fantastic person on the line by the name of Maria Vines, and I'm going to plug her in so we won't miss any time with her. She's going to talk about being an Avon representative who, for some of whatever reason, decided not to be an Avon representative, and then she decided that she wanted to be an Avon representative again. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So with that, let me see. Maria, do you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. All right, and yourself?
I'm doing fine. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, great. We're glad to have you. Before we begin, Maria, can you tell us how long was you an Avon representative the first time around?
Oh, gosh. I think it was for about 5 years.
Oh, my goodness. And which level did you achieve as an Avon representative during that time?
I was a President's Club,
oh,
which I achieved in 9 months.
Wow. Good for you. Wow.
Yes. I was very inspired.
What made you decide to become an Avon rep the first time around?
Well, I figured since I always bought Avon and I was one of their best customers that I might as well sell some.
Well, that's a good reason to become an Avon representative. You know, in fact, a lot of times when we as Avon rep, we go out prospecting. One of the things that we say to people is to if you don't want to become an Avon rep, maybe you want to start out, you know, signing up to Avon so you can get, you know, take advantage of the 40% discount in the first couple of campaigns. And quite often we find that these people will become Avon reps themselves. So yeah, I guess you saw that within your own self that, you know, it only made sense for you to become a rep since you were one of the Avon's best customers.
Well, as a customer, what was happening was that whenever I got a book from one of the representatives, a lot of my family members always bought. So they will always put their orders with my orders, and I figure, you know, why don't they have their own orders? And then the logical thing is that if I'm buying from a Javon, why not get a discount and also sell?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, let me ask you this question because I'm just curious of your answer here. So you were selling Avon. It sounded like you were, you know, at some point became a helper because you had family and friends and you had a connection with the Avon. At any point, did the person, the young lady or young man, who was your Avon representative, Did they ever share, would you come up to you and say, you know, I'd like you to become my business partner and to tell you about the Avon opportunity?
No. I was very interested because, like I said, I was buying Avon from a neighbor of my mother's. And I always, you know, and the thing is, what was it? I was not living in the neighborhood. Whenever I went to see my mother, then I grab a book or place an order, and it was very inconvenient because I had to go and pick things up. She did not bring it to me. So I figured that once I found out that Avon does deliveries, and then I was thinking, you know, there's some things that I see that the representatives get in advance, so they can show off. And I said, I want to get some of those things in advance. And, you know, I wanted all the perks that went with being an Avon representative. And, of course, I was, at the time, I was a volunteer at the school. I was the president of the PTA, and I heard I held a lot of the positions in the PTA. And so I knew a lot of parents that bought, the teachers bought, so that's how I kept growing and growing. Because then they had friends, and they would tell two friends. So before I knew it, I had a numerous amount of customers.
But the point that I was trying to make here, Maria, is that you yourself was a great customer and plus helper to this Avon representative. And one of the things we try to stress to our people and our downline or upline or whatever, we should always share with either your helper or with your one of your best customers, not even a customer who maybe not be that great. But, you know, we should always say, you know, would you like to become an Avon representative because the price is XYZ? And if they say no, you could say to them, okay, when you know if you're ready, if you decide you want to change your mind, just come and contact me. Because you were a perfect example of that. And that person missed the opportunity of having you in their downline because they never opened their mouth. So now they didn't open their mouth, you didn't become their downline, and now you're not even their customer, so they can't even benefit either way.
Yeah.
It's always important to share the opportunity.
You know that I'm still trying to get used to those words that weren't used when I was a representative, downline, upline, and there's a lot of things that have changed. One of the things that I wanted to point out was that when I was just a customer, my Avon representative wasn't very generous with samples or things like that.
Uh-huh.
And when I found out about new products, I said, well, you know, why didn't you tell me about these products? And she was only in it to make the money. She wasn't, you know, and I know that most people are in Avon to make money, but I see it also as an opportunity to reach out and get to meet people and kind of use that as a social networking kind of thing. I did little parties with them, and I would always give out samples when I became a representative, which was something that I kind of hoped that my Avon representative would have done.
Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting to know if she is in fact still an Avon representative, and then also. You know, how far along has her business, you know, has her business advanced? Her business, you know, because she sounded like she was just very limited for whatever reason. You know, maybe she just didn't have the proper training to know, you know, maybe you should share the opportunity or maybe you should give sample because sample really is, you know, somewhat the bloodline of your business, and she probably didn't realize that.
Yeah, I think that she was very comfortable with what she was doing because she was just doing enough so that she can get things for herself and then manage to pay that off and make a few bucks at the side. I was a little bit more ambitious when I became a representative because I saw the bigger picture, and not only having everything at a discount, but I also saw, you know, the possibility of getting to try those new products in advance before anyone else. I was able to talk to people when I after I came and I bought all of the demos. I was able to talk to people and say, hey, listen, this is coming up, and you know, and I would introduce things like that, and that was something that was lacking in the representative that was dealing with me when I was just a customer.
Uh-huh.
So over the years and throughout the months, I took advantage of all of that Avon had provided at the time. I used to go to all of the meetings, which was something that I found out that she had never done. She didn't go to the meetings. She just sold Avon, and she really didn't interact that much with the district manager and the district as a whole. So I think that people get into Avon for different reasons, And I just picked one that was a little bit more ambitious.
Okay. Well, and you know, like you said, maybe she, it could be, again, of training. She may have had, not have the proper training and did not, and not know. So, you know, you just never know, you know, what happens in a person in their, in the process of their business. So, you know.
Yes. But I am so happy that Avon has all these wonderful opportunities now.
Yes, yes. Now, so for whatever reason you stopped selling Avon, what made you decide to come back to Avon?
Well, I was still buying the product, and I miss selling Avon. I do. I miss the social networking of getting together with a group of women, and because we get together on our monthly meetings to share, you know, sales tips and things like that. But we also share that how can I say it? It's a way to interact with other people, and sometimes I know that there are a lot of representatives that they do it because they cannot go and find a job because they have to maintain inside their home because of one reason or the other, be it child raising or they have to take care of someone at home, and they're not able to go out there in the workforce. So, oh, goodness, I lost my train of thought.
You talking about why people decide to why different people decide to sell Avon?
Yes. To be honest with you, I just finished going to my first meeting after I re-entered Avon last week. And
right.
I had missed that so much. Meeting a bunch of different women, and the thing is that when I say different, it's like from all walks of life, because
right.
it's not only different nationalities, but we're also in different economic situations. So there's not one reason why people sell Avon. There's always the one main thing is that we like Avon, so why not?
That's true. That's so true. What, you know, since you were in Avon, how many years were you out of Avon?
How many years?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I've been out of Avon for about 10 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I was raising my kids. I was taking care of my family. And, you know, there were situations that I had to deal with, not only family situation and sicknesses, but you know, you have your everyday sort of things that you have to deal with.
Right, exactly. Let me ask this question: when you returned back to Avon, what were some of the things that you found were different now that was not, you know, available, and how has that changed make it easier as an Avon rep today, or just being an Avon rep?
Well,
when
I was selling, we didn't do our orders online. We, you know, we fill out the form and then we sent it in, which I think it has its good and bad points, you know, because I kind of, I'm one of an old-fashioned kind of gal where I like to fill out papers, and I still write in a journal by hand. So that I find different. The fact that you can just put automatically the orders, which is, even though it's different, it's so convenient. It's convenient, and they get it faster, and you know that the very next day they have your order ready to be shipped. So that is it's amazing technology today.
Oh, yeah, it is. So technology is, you can safely say, was one of the biggest change.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, I like the fact that it's with the time. It goes according to the time. Everything new, Avon has progressed with all of the, as far as skincare products. You know that now with all of the advancement in science that they have with preventing wrinkles and having that youthful look and moisturizing. And I love the fact that Avon has in its line of products different areas that they cover. If you have from normal to extra dry skin, they'll have something for each of you. So
yes.
I like the fact that they've tried to develop products to try to accommodate to everyone.
Uh-huh.
And also that as technology grows and everything becomes accessible in technology, that Avon has moved forward and moved to learn and adapt to all of this technology to meet the needs of everyone now.
Uh-huh. So now, with that being said, with the, you know, making things easier, so when things are easier, that means you get through your paperwork or whatever you're doing a little faster. That means that you can spend a little bit more time making more money with Avon. How do you see your business changing? You know, you said you did it in 9 months, you changed Presence Club. How do you see your business changing with this help of this new technology?
Well, I think that there's a potential for growth because now I can reach all of those people that I don't see on a normal day-to-day basis, like my sister-in-law that lives in Virginia or my cousin that lives in Puerto Rico. They love Avon. And whenever they used to come to the States, I used to get them products. Or they used to say, I like this particular, you know, moisturizer. Can you send me some? But now they can just get on my website and they can order it for themselves and it's shipped direct. And they don't have to wait for me to send it to them.
Absolutely. That's absolutely. And I don't know if you have gotten to the point where in your Avon product knowledge, but you know you can upload, I should say, or input names into your Avon address book, and those people will get daily, and it is daily sales of the day that they can take advantage of.
Yes.
Mhm.
Yes, I think that's really good because at a moment's notice, whenever you get on the website, I like the fact that all of that information is available to you. And you can even ask questions because if anyone has a question, you know, if you don't get that personal touch over the phone, you can always, you know, because sometimes it's not convenient during the day. I remember when I was a mom, that most of the time when I finally got to sit down and have some me time, it was like maybe 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
At that time, you know, if I would have had the website accessible at that time, then I could have gone online at any time and just put in my order instead of trying to frantically meet a deadline and send it here or take it to the district. So I think of it as a convenience because now we are able to do it better because we don't need to go outside. You don't even need to leave the comfort of your home to have an Avon business.
That's so true. That's so true. What would you say, Maria? What have you as so now you're back as I think you've been back as an Avon rep maybe 2 weeks now.
Yeah, about a week and a half. Yeah.
Yeah, and already you've been to an Avon meeting and you're on the radio call, you're speaking on the call. Have you started setting goals for yourself for as an Avon representative, and how did you go about doing that?
Well, I am just learning how to set goals for myself because even though when I used to be an Avon representative, my goal was just to, you know, get out there and get more customers. Now I have certain goals. Like right now I'm without a car and I'm used to having a car. So my goal would be in the future, maybe in about a year or so, have enough money saved up so that I can get myself a new car. So that would be like one of my goals. My kids are grown, so I have my last one is in college, so I don't have to worry about tuition right now. So but there are other things that, you know, you wanna dress nicely every once in a while. You need a new pair of comfortable shoes. So those are like they're small short term goals, and then they're long term goals. My long term goal is a car. So, but my short-term goal is to try to, you know, get the things that I need and be able to set some money aside so that I can contribute to a retirement account. Because before, I was, you know, you work, and all of the money that you make, it goes towards bills. With Avon, yeah. I can take that little extra money and actually say, well, you know, whatever I make from Avon, I can apply it to my, you know, retirement account, or I can apply it to some frivolous thing that I want to buy. So those are, you know, I think in terms of goals, doing that. And, of course, you know, you also think about the summer is coming and you want to take a nice vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another, you know, thing to look forward to.
When you first was an Avon representative, unfortunately, you didn't have the support that you really needed to move your Avon. You know, you did very well, considering you didn't have the support to move your Avon.
I had support as a representative. I didn't have support as a customer. I didn't see, you know, her going that extra mile, giving me samples and things like that.
Yeah.
But as a representative, you know, I did have a little bit of support.
Well, what I was going with that was, were you told or trained, or was the opportunity shared with you about leadership?
No, not really.
Yeah, and you know, I have no doubt that you're going to have your sales, but you know, one of the things, you know, as an Avon representative, you know, you may wish to think about leadership, because leadership is where you start really making, you know, extra money, and when you start to, you know, we have the incentive that if someone recruits someone and that person sells $100 or more, that you and the person who recruited you would receive a $25 check. And it's nice getting those little checks in the mail. And it also, as your downline, as we mentioned before, as the downline starts to potentially grow, so does your income, because you start getting these checks every week. Oh, not every week, I'm sorry. Every 2 weeks from Avon. So that's something that you may really want to, you know, consider. I actually put you in leadership when I signed you up. Now it's up to you to actually work it.
You know, I think that's very exciting, because I saw that, you know, as I'm progressing, because right now I haven't even read all of the literature that's available as a representative, you know, and the training. That is so fantastic, because I get online and there are endless amount of training videos, and you get your little certificates, and I get so proud of earning my little certificate.
And that is absolutely great. I'm glad that you're exploring your Avon.com. I always try to encourage Avon representative to do that, you know, to go and explore. And, like, you know, and take your time. So you didn't have to rush into it. You're not rushing through it. You're going through it at your own pace. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm going at my own pace, but you see, I recently spoke to someone that I know, and she's an Avon representative, which is someone who I usually bought from, but in order for me to buy, you know, I live in Yonkers, and in order for me to buy from her, I had to go to the Bronx. So I came and I had asked her, I said, you know, they have all these classes and meetings, you know, do you like them? He says, well, I really don't go to them. I just order what people want and then put in my orders and that's it. That's the extent of her involvement, because she just wants to make a little money and, you know, she's not looking for socializing. I'm like, you know, you can learn a lot from those meetings because,
yeah.
You know, the tips are endless, and sometimes what would occur to one representative would not occur to another. And you have to take advantage of the fact that you're in there with a group of women that have these amazing ideas, because who would have thought of taking, you know, a basket of Avon samples and bringing it to your office. You know, sometimes you would, you know, you would give a person in your office, look, take this book, look at it at your leisure, and then they would take it home. But I think it's a great idea that if you do take a little basket and help, you know, help yourself. Like right now, I'm preparing a basket because I'm always at my church as a volunteer. So I'm going to place a little basket with little samples inside the ladies' room because sometimes they go in there and they're rummaging through their purses and looking for cream or this or that. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to put a little basket there. Everybody can use the cream, and then they can like the cream, and I can also put a couple of brochures in the basket for in case anyone is interested in the cream.
Yeah, that's a very, very good idea, and I tell you something. I'll share this with you. What I've done, particularly when I go, well, I've actually done this at work also. I went to the dollar store, and I got one of those clear plastic trays that cost $1. And then I bought the pump spray, the pump bottle for the soap.
Oh, okay.
And I bought a lotion, and I put it on the table. And I bought a little dollar, little centerpiece that and only cost $1, wrapped in cellophane with these little things sticking out of it. And I put that in, I bought a tablecloth, you know, a cheap one, and I put it on the table, and I put my stuff out there, and everybody knows that's my Avon thing. And when I go out to like to a luncheon or whatever, I take a business card holder and I put my business card, a clear one, to match the tray, and I put my business cards in the tray. And then when I leave the function, I leave with, you know, I take my stuff with me, obviously. But I want to also say to you, when you give out like the little sample, whether it's the perfume or the lipstick or whatever sample you're giving out or the card, if you use Microsoft, what's that thing called? Let me look real quick.
Word.
If you use Microsoft Office Publisher and you do labels, you can make a label with your, and you can put your name, your phone number, and your website on it. That's just enough text and just the right size to make 30 labels, and you take those labels and you put it on the sample. Because what happens is that people get these samples and they may fall in love with the product and they won't know who gave it to them. Sometimes people go, so you know, you put the little labels on the back of those items.
Yes, I think that's very good. Mm-hmm. You know that a lot of times we give out samples. What I used to do is I knew particular people that I gave samples to, and I would write down, you know, I gave Mary this and this perfume sample because
very
most
good.
Of the time, well, what happened was that people were coming back to me and said, listen, I love the sample of that perfume that you gave me. I love the fragrance. Can you order one for me? And then I had trouble, you know, when you first start out, you learn these little tricks because once you write it down, you say, well, I gave Mary, you know, outspoken, and, you know, that way you'll know which fragrance it is that she's talking about. And you can order.
That's a very, very, very good idea. And I'll take it a one step further with you. If the person's in your database or your Avon address book, there is a section in there where you can write notes. So that would be a great place to write that information. That's very good because I never even thought about that. And I have people sample all the time, and I don't take notes of what was given to who. That's excellent.
Yes,
very good.
But sometimes you're in a group, and you have, like, maybe five friends in a group, you're meeting for lunch or whatever, it's good to give different samples to each of them. Because what happens is that somebody will come and tell the other one, I tried a sample of such and such, and I loved it. And he says, well, I didn't get that. I got such and such, but I like that one, too. You know? So, and then it kind of, you know, what they ended up doing was sharing the samples, because if it was a vial, everyone tried it. And and it's repeat business because sometimes, I don't know about you, but I like more than one different fragrance because it all depends on my mood that day.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned like going to a luncheon because this is a time of year where we get invited, starting now,
to various luncheons, whether it's Women's Day program or whatever. And you know, when you sit at a table, you know, you're sitting at a table with 10 ladies. So what you would do, if the luncheon starts at 12 o'clock, you get to 10 minutes to a quarter to, and you know the seating is going to have 10 people. That's just a given. So you make 10 goodie bags and with samples, Avon books, and make it look pretty, take a little ribbon and curl it, and put it on everybody's chair. And when everybody sits down, say, oh, I gave everybody a gift at my table.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm planning. We have an event coming up at the church, and another thing that I'm planning to do is they're trying to raise money, and one of my donations is going to be a basket full of different, you know, products. So that they can, you know, raffle it off. It's a fundraising for the church, and I don't mind if I have to invest, you know, $15 in products or whatever to make a little basket or a little gift bag and donate it. It'll be very worth it, because in the long run, people will say, well, you know what, I like this and I want more of that. And they also share with their friends, because whenever somebody wins something, they're always sharing with their friends.
That's so true. And what you want to do? You said you're gonna spend something like $15 for the about that's your range in which you want to spend. So what you
I just save an approximate amount, but you know, I usually spend more. It all depends on the size of the event.
Because what I was going to suggest, when you go in your What's New book, and sometimes you will see bungles. Like one of them in the back of the book, I don't know which one it is, I'm trying to go through there real quickly. It has like 5 perfume sets that you can order.
Yeah.
So that would make a good thing. And then what I usually do, I go to the dollar store and buy the scrunchie, you know, thing you use to cleanse your skin. And I try to buy that to match the colors. So you may want to do that. And that would make a nice basket. It would be very full. And you didn't spend that much.
Yeah.
In fact, that basket, that is on, they have the special on the back of Campaign 8, What's New, if you want to know. And they also have it on the back of Campaign 10. Yeah.
No, I tend to, whenever they have those type of sales going on where there's bundles, I always buy an extra one or two of them, because sometimes all of a sudden they'll invite you somewhere or you want to bring a gift to someone. Like right now, my aunt was just, you know, she's in the hospital. So what I'm going to do is, you know, you can take one bundle. They're in the hospital. You know they're going to be there for days. So you can take a few things that she's going to need. You know, she's going to need some moisturizer. She's going to need, you know, some cleanser. And it's, you know, convenient. It's convenient because you can make, like, little gift bags for people in certain situations if you have that already there. And it's not really that expensive, because if you buy the bundles when they're on sale and save it for a rainy day, then, you know, it's well worth it.
Yeah, that's a very, very good idea.
Sometimes you don't have time to go and buy a gift, or you're coming out of work. You don't have time to go and stop and get something, but this is, you know, a little housewarming kind of thing. And, you know, that's another thing, because Avon does have products that are also, you know, for the kitchen and household items. So you can prepare different type of gift bags for different occasions.
That's a very, very good idea. Excellent, excellent. What parting words would you have for our Avon representative, one who has been in Avon business, left Avon business, and now back again? What parting words would you like to leave for our Avon listeners?
Oh gosh, what message?
Yeah, what would you like to leave them with?
Well,
words to leave them.
Well, of course, I got back into Avon because I miss Avon, and I was already buying the products because even though I wasn't selling, I was still buying. So, mm-hmm. But I, to be honest with you, I miss, you know, getting those demos in advance, seeing what's new before anyone else. So I kind of miss that. I miss the fact that I get together with a bunch of great women, because let me tell you, you meet people from all walks of life, and it is so much fun to get together and share with other people and other women, because, you know, you never know what you're going to learn, because it could be a tip for Avon, but it could be also a tip for life.
Oh. Wow, that was well said, very well said. And Marie, I have no doubt that you are going to be very successful with your Avon business. And just know that we, as you know, people in our Avon family, is here to support you all the way through your Avon career.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to it. Let me tell you, the group that are in my district, I got to meet a lot of them on Friday, and I am so happy because they are a great group of women. And they are so inventive. I love the ideas they come up with.
So for those who have not been to a meeting, you have to start going, because like Maria said, there's great ideas floating around, and we haven't even touched on the gifts. In fact, we need to. I had to have help going back to the car because we got so many gifts.
Oh yes, yes, and I won something in a raffle, so I was very excited.
You won leggings.
Yes, I won a pair of leggings. I got deodorant. I got a fragrance. I got some.
Jewelry?
I got gorgeous jewelry. Gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
I had a necklace that I came and I already wore, and my niece wants it because she's a teacher.
Oh, my God.
She's a teacher, and she just loved my necklace. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, you can't have it. But it's, you know, it's good, because what I do is, over the years, all of the Avon jewelry that I've gotten, as a matter of fact, when I went to the meeting, I actually wore something that I had, and somebody mentions to me, I think it was you, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, the key to my heart.
Yes. And I have mentioned to you that I've had that for over 12 years.
And it was brand new.
And that's one of the things that I like, that there are pieces in Avon that are classic pieces and never goes out of style.
Yes. Okay, so with that, Maria, we are going to end the radio call because we want people to go back. We don't want to keep people too long. But thank you so much again for being on the call. I mean, after 1 year, no, 1 week and a half of being on the radio, being back with Avon, and you had agreed to be on the show. That was fantastic. So
I was happy to do it, and thank you so much. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you. And for everyone else, have a good evening. Try to get your orders. Don't forget, if you're almost near President's Club, don't forget that it's $1,000 in Campaign 7. And that's the entire book, $1,000. So if you're like $100 away, you know, add it up. Time, take your order, times it by 3, and that's how much your orders will add to your current account that you have with Avon. And Avon, this is the first time since I've been to Avon that I've heard of it. Avon is extending $1,000 to Campaign 8. They're doing everything to help you take your business to the next level. And if you have a problem, if you don't know how to determine if you are at President's Club or whatever, all you have to do is go back to your Avon invoice. Go back to your Avon invoice. The last invoice that we have is Campaign 6. Go back to Campaign 6 of your invoice, and on page 2 of 5, page 2 of 5, it has a breakdown on how much your earnings are to date, this cycle date, and it will also tell you how much you would need to achieve to go to the next cycle date. So if you look on your Campaign 6 invoice, page 2 will tell you. And again, campaign 7 and 8, it's triple dollars. Campaign 7, it is the entire book. With that, everyone, make it happen, and we'll see you on the call next week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.